Hi, my name is Lucy Grant. Today I will be giving you part of the sermon. So Matthew tells us that God is here to give us a rest, and he is here to make the burden light and easy to carry. Isaiah says that we shall walk and not faint, and run but not be weary. But how do we do that? How do we accomplish these goals that sometimes seem impossible? Last summer, I was a summer camp counselor for a residential camp. I was there for a few weeks, but one of these weeks, I had a cabin of 10 through 12-year-olds. That's a lot. 12 preteen girls is kind of crazy. So every night, we sat down and we had a devotion. This night, it was my particular night. The other counselors had it the other nights, and I was thinking of something to say to them that could inspire them to live a better life or to help them with the things that they're here to kind of get away from. Many of these kids have struggles going on at home, regardless whether it's parents or friends, social pressure, socioeconomic situations that they can't necessarily escape at that time. So what was I going to say to these kids? It's a big group of them, and they all have different things. So I thought about it for a second, and I sat down, and I got out my big box of food, because everyone needs a big box of food at camp. And I asked one girl to come up, and I just started giving her things, until she had a big armful of just, like, food and candy. And I asked her, and I said, is it kind of hard to hold? And she said, yeah. I was like, okay, that's reasonable, that's expected. I said, does anyone want to help? And one girl stood up, and she said, I'll help. And I said, okay, we'll give over half of it to the other girl. And she did. And I asked her, and I said, is it easier to carry now? She said, yeah. I said, that's a lesson. Sometimes you're holding these things, and you've got all this stuff weighing down on you, whether it be a physical burden or an emotional burden or something mental with you, and sometimes you just need to let it go. Sometimes there's another person there. There's another girl who's going to say, hey, I can help with that. But that someone else could also be God, or this other person who volunteers to carry our burdens. A shared load is lighter between the two. If we do not have this burden or something to carry, maybe we need to be that one girl who stands up and volunteers to help. It is as us for good Christians to reflect upon ourselves and say, maybe I could be the one to help them. And I'm not necessarily saying carry physical burdens for every single person. You don't have to help everybody carry their groceries to their car. But it is nice being there for an emotional support for people who need it. If we find ourselves in this position, where we are either the person who is carrying too much or the person maybe not carrying anything, we need to look at ourselves and say, I can help in some way, whether that's asking to God and saying, can I have some help carrying this because he will always be there, or looking to another person who is acting as a Christian through the will of God. A friend or neighbor will be there for support always, and God will always be there to give rest to those who need it.